properties that include houses, machines, and other useful metallic objects belonging to citizens have been vandalized and reduced to scraps for sale to businessmen and women in Uganda. The commissioner of Kangapo County, Henry Kalasabun, says Kangapo County is the most affected county in the Yei River State.
Scrap business has really devastated the county, and it is so appalling that when these owners of these houses return, it's going to be a misery, and I'm sure it is also going to cause a psychosocial problem, because they will be going with the empty handed and find their houses being destroyed. The level of destruction is really so massive that even reached the level of taking off the roofs of these houses.
Huda Michael Leila, the Minister of Local Government and Law Enforcement in charge of Yei River State, laments
when the Kajikaji people are chased out from Kajikaji, they move to camps. The business of the scraps started from that day. So we all accept that we are going to stop this business, and we have started implementing in the area of our Kaya border and Morobo. It is now implementing also here. So we want to stop this business jointly.
The team of government officials from South Sudan was in Moyo District in Uganda for a cross-border security meeting. The two parties in the meeting agreed to unite against any form of insecurity at the boundaries of the two countries. Moyo Resident District Commissioner William Komaket says the district has levied a total ban on scrap business.
Most of these crafts which come from across Sudan, we have realized they are now even destroying buildings. They destroy doors from the building, windows, even vehicles. And what they do, they first burn those items before they could bring it to Uganda, so that it looks like it is something which has been damaged a long time ago to ease their trade. But we have put total ban to all scraps.
I'm Ronald Debo, reporting from Moyo District.